Chapter 5. The Foothills. Something glinted in the rocky foothills at the base of the mountains. Simon sat up and craned his neck to see better. It twinkled and flashed in between a pair of distant boulders, then disappeared. The laughter faded from the air. Shocked and confused, Simon imagined the twinkling light was the beautiful bird from his dream, and for a moment he could almost see his grandfather running off into the foothills to chase it. He rubbed his eyes. The bird from his dream had been singing, not laughing. Simon was being watched. Getting to his feet, he dusted himself off and cringed. His chest was cramped and tender. The rest of his body twitched with exhaustion. Simon's stomach growled. Then, with a determination that perhaps only comes with being born with a face full of scars, he limped his way forward into the foothills. Simon avoided looking directly at the mountains. Their towering heights and cold slopes were too much for his brain to handle. He kept his eyes fixed on the ground a few paces in front of him, moving slowly. The dirt on the south side of the river felt different under Simon's paws. It was less sandy, and the grass was stiffer. He couldn't believe it. The south side of the river. It was like a bad joke. How had he ended up there? How was he going to get home to his tribe? The questions were overwhelming, but Simon had an answer for them. They didn't matter. Simon's stomach growled again, and a wave of fatigue fell over him like a wet blanket. He shrugged it off and kept walking. If he didn't find food and some place to rest, he was going to die. It was that simple, and whoever was hiding in those foothills was his only hope. The ground grew more and more rocky. Before long, Simon was dodging between large boulders and had to take his eyes off his feet to navigate the emerging maze. A flash of light caught his attention atop a low ledge 50 yards in front of him, and a meek giggle rippled through the air. Two faces peeked out from over the rocks, and Simon froze. They weren't animals he recognized. Their heads were long, but all he could see of them were white, pointy ears and spiky horns. The rest of their faces were covered by black masks, with eyepieces that caught the light of the sun. Simon swallowed and raised a paw in greeting. The two creatures looked at one another, then quickly bounced away, their stuttering laughter echoing behind them. Simon caught a glimpse of two white tufted tails before the creatures disappeared behind the ledge. What were they? It was another question that didn't matter. If they could laugh at him, then they must have some intelligence, and that meant they could help him. Simon's stomach flinched as he slowly followed the sound of laughter deeper into the mountains. The ledge turned out to be a path at the base of a steep hill. Simon scrambled awkwardly up, kicking loose rocks and dirt behind him as he rolled under the narrow trail. The creatures were gone, but the path looked like easy walking, running clear up for a mile before taking a sharp turn out of sight. The mountains were obscured by the slope, and Simon stretched towards the sky, catching his breath. He giddily imagined the two creatures waiting for him around that distant corner, with platters piled high with meat and a soft bed for him. Why not? Considering his current predicament, anything seemed possible. Simon walked for 20 minutes as the trail sloped up and the soil gave way to solid rock. As he came to the bend in the path, Simon shivered. The air was getting colder. He knew his fantasies of sleep and food were unrealistic, but turning the corner, Simon was sure he would at least find some small relief on the other side. He was disappointed. The sight was heartbreaking. The trail stretched for miles into the distance, skirting the wall of an enormous crack through the mountains. It was a canyon, with the southern river twisting its way through at the bottom and nearly sheer cliff walls on either side. In the far-off distance, Simon saw nothing. The trail appeared to go on forever. Below Simon, he could hear the rapids, but he knew better than to look. He gazed into his paws and tried to fight back the tears. A burst of laughter resounded through the canyon. "Can you help me?" Simon shouted, looking up briefly and digging his claws against the hard rock. He didn't expect an answer, but a voice called back, "Help me, help me, help me." Simon staggered backwards, reaching out to steady himself against the rocks. That was his own voice. Slouching forward, he called, "Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?" The voice called back. Simon smiled tentatively. "My name is Simon," he shouted. "Simon, Simon, Simon." The creature's stuttering laughter rang out in the distance, and Simon laughed right along with them. He cheered despite his exhaustion and momentarily forgot just how much trouble he was in. He had never heard an echo before. A delirious inspiration took control, and Simon's eyes widened. "Lions of the world, unite!" he called into the canyon, shaking a finger at the rocks. His voice echoed back to him. "Unite! Unite! Unite!" He felt crazy, but also strangely relieved. Turning around, Simon looked back the way he had come. The foothills gently fell away, and Simon could see the narrow version of the Southern River tumbling away safely in the distance. Beyond that, the land rolled bleakly into the haze of the horizon, with only the occasional tree dotting its surface. The view was eerily beautiful, and Simon realized he liked being high up when there was no danger of falling. He sniffed the cold air and found it smelled crisp. He looked, and the ground around him was spotted with colorful wildflowers. How had he missed that? He picked a few, and humming an old tune his father had taught him, turned and limped slowly into the canyon. Simon had no idea where the trail led, but he was suddenly sure it was the right direction. The flowers in his paw smelled sweet, and he resolved to give them to his mother when he returned home.
Hello, I'm Attentive Grandpa. So ends part one of Simon's Tale, read by Daniel Bold. Thank you for listening. Unfortunately, the updates are going to pause for a while as we deal with some in-house issues concerning the videos of the Mighty Archives. Simon's Tale will return as soon as possible. If you'd like to know exactly when that is, visit our website and join our email list at themightyarchives.com. Thank you once again. Hope you have an amazing day.